Homeless youth are often targets for human trafficking, forced to trade sex to meet basic needs like food, clothing, and shelter. Covenant House, a youth shelter in Anchorage, wants to protect young people, but the facility used to inadvertently contribute to the problem. KSKA's urban affairs reporter Ann Hillman learned now they're helping solve it. And it all starts with a door.
According to Covenant House International, about 25% of homeless youth are survivors of human trafficking. Allison Kerr is the executive director of the program in Anchorage.
Someone may say, let me take you to get your nails done. Let me take you to get your hair done. And the next thing you know, they find themselves in a situation where they can't leave.
She says she learned about the severity of the trafficking problem about 7 years ago during a presentation by the FBI and the Anchorage Police Department.
And in this presentation, they said the number one spot that young people were victimized or recruited from was Covenant House. And when I got over my shock and anger and, just sadness about that, I was committed, as were they, to change that.
Kerr says part of the solution was creating a place where young people felt safe and wanted to hang out. The shelter's old, cramped facility near Town Square Park wasn't exactly inviting. When the nearly 30-year-old organization built a new building about 2 years ago, they wanted input from young people on ways to get more kids in the door. One teen told Kerr to think about the placement of the literal door.
We might have the courage to walk into your building, but there are people that watch us doing this. And if you make it across the alley and you put a lot of cameras on there, then we know that we're safe when we're walking into your space.
So that's what they did. The main entrance is off the narrow side alley, not on A Street, a busy thoroughfare where it's hard to keep track of vehicles that linger abnormally. Kids can get there off different side streets, too. Covenant House employee Jennifer LaChance says she loves it.
So it pulls the youth away from the traffic, but what it also does is it allows us opportunity to monitor who comes down this alley. And so when we're seeing a particular vehicle come down this alley over and over again, staff become aware of it, and then it's something that we watch. And if we need to report it to APD, we will.
LaChance leads me past the door towards the spaces where the kids hang out, like a music room filled with ukuleles and an art room stocked with supplies. We wander into an airy gym with a towering rock wall. LaChance says all of these spaces provide the clients with outlets for their stress and frustration.
So a great example would be a youth who is feeling trapped because they're stuck here in the shelter and they just want to leave. Instead of them having to leave and go run around outside, this space allows them, if it's late at night, let's go to the gym. Let's go shoot some hoops. Let's go run some laps. Let's go climb the rock wall. It's a great alternative.
LaChance knows about needing outlets. She first came to Covenant House more than a decade ago. She was an angry 15-year-old who had been sent to live with her aunt, and it wasn't working out.
Both my parents said, we don't want her, which was heartbreaking for me. I truly felt unwanted, unworthy, and kind of forgotten about, to be honest. And the staff at Covenant House reminded me daily that I was worth it.
She says she maintained her relationships with Covenant House staff even when she left Alaska for school in AmeriCorps. Kerr says those are the types of relationships that will ultimately keep young people safe from traffickers. And the organization's new building attracts three times the number of kids who used to go to the old place. Kerr says they serve about 2,500 individuals per year. Some just drop in, others stay the night. They can get help finding a job or a jacket or a medical checkup. Kerr says she can't say for sure if the new resources in the new space are reducing the number of people who are trafficked, but
there is an uptake in us being able to catch the perpetrators. There's an uptake in us being able to engage a young person and keep them safe from it.
More kids are walking through the door. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.